Tom Lee Today with Mick Smith.
And there you are. Welcome along to Bromley Today for Friday, the 17th of November. And during the broadcast today, excuse me, we'll be having an interview with Andy McConnell. He's the glass expert on Antiques Roadshow. That'll be coming up very soon. We'll also be telling you about a few things to do and where to go over this weekend, including the Bromley Christmas light switch on, which is on Sunday, and tomorrow, Saturday the 18th of November, there at Fairacres is a mindful wellness type thing with lots of activities, all free for you to go along and check out. News of that as well coming up. Also, well, yeah, the season's upon us, isn't it? So we'll be giving you some handy tips about toys and their advertising and what it means when they say things about different toys. Plus, later on, the latest weather for Bromley. That's all to come right here on Bromley Today.
As I do, and I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up,
old song there. The original, It Must Be Love by Labby Siffre.
Nothing less, love is the best.
email in to BromleyRadio@gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
Marcia, the Pied Piper on Bromley Today. And we have a lovely interview now with Andy McConnell, the glass expert on Antiques Roadshow. Andy McConnell.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right, sir. Yes. Have you been to Bromley before?
Yeah, of course, it's on the A21. I live in Rye. I've lived in Rye for 45 years. So I have, well, before, of course, they built the M20. You know, I worked at Island Records.
Oh, yes.
For a long time in the early 80s. And my girlfriend lived in Dulwich and Lordship Lane there.
Yes.
So I used to drive down. Bromley was right on my road. And then, of course, they improved the roads so the lucky people of Bromley no longer have to put up with my motor driving through it.
People would know you listening to this as, shall we say, the glass expert that is featured on Antiques Roadshow.
They would.
Yes.
Most people reckon. They call me the glass man, don't they? That's what. And I like that. You know, I mean, others call me Professor Cheeky or, you know, Mouthy Git or, you know, things like that. And all of them are appropriate and all of them are just fine with me. But glass man on the roadshow, yeah, I've been doing that for 20 years.
Because what I love about the experts on Antiques Roadshow, A, they are experts, but it's their enthusiasm that they have for their area of expertise and how they explain things to civilians like us there. When did you first get interested in glass?
I was touring Germany with a Jefferson Airplane Starship.
Oh, yes.
In 1978, I was part-time antique dealing. Mum and Dad had been part-time antique dealers. So I picked that. My A-level subjects were English history and art, and I'm 71 and I'm still doing my A-levels. It's a bloody amazing English history and art. I'm still doing them. And antiques were perfect for me because they involved English history and art. And so I was on the road, you know, I'd been this rock and roll journalist person for in California, where I'd met the Airplane Starship and the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers Band and all these huge popular bands of the time. And so their manager, Bill Thompson, who's another journalist, called me. I'd moved down to Rye. I was back in England. I was living in Rye, and he called me. He said, "You fancy coming on the road with us in our first European tour in 20 years? Well, you know, it's not the kind of offer you turn down, is it? Largely because I'm not a complete bloody nitwit. So I basically jumped at the opportunity, and I took some. It was obvious that the Germans had got the antique bug bad or good, as the case may be. And so I took a swag bag along with me on the airplane tour, and I got to Hamburg, which is a very Anglophilic town. They like the English in Hamburg, even though we flattened it during the war. And the second shop I went into belonged to a guy called Gunter Kram Antiquitäten. And I showed it to Gunter, I showed my old book to Gunter. And he said, "You have a good eye. I like your eye, Herr McConnell. But you must understand, in 2 years, this will just be a glass shop. At the moment, we sell furniture and porcelain. But in 2 years, only glass in this shop. It's possible you could buy for me in England and Frankreich glass for sale in my shop." And I said, well, that sounds absolutely great, Herr Kram. There's just one problem. Glass is glass. I don't know anything about glass. Neither do I. But together we will learn. First 25 years with Gunter. And learning 25 years with Gunter. Made a blooming packet.
Yes, yes. And now, obviously, there's TV programs about that. Antique dealers, as such, people have got a knife or something, and then they sell it on, and all the rest.
There's some awful programs which I wouldn't be seen dead on, you know.
Right.
Antiques Road Trip, you know.
Yeah, that's
but all bad. These. I can't stand them. Yeah. I really. But anyway, you know, and the fact is, it's a bit like, I mean, if you're playing for, I mean, I'm playing for the world champs, you know. I mean, Antiques Roadshow has been, you know, it's the number one program put out by the BBC. It's the only things that beat it in the ratings are Coronation Street. And Coronation Street occupies the first five positions in the charts. And the Roadshow, at least up until recently, number one program put up by the BBC. Sure, it gets beaten by Line of Duty Finale. It gets beaten by Strictly Final. It gets beaten by those or Brand New Attenborough series. I mean, it gets beaten by those things. But even the repeats get big numbers, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the new changes that have been made, God knows what their impact they'll have on the viewing figures, but they're not my fault. You know, I do play for the world champs. There's kind of measly programs like Chav in the Attic and, you know, Rubbish Hunt and stuff like that. They don't appear. But, you know, if people want to watch them because they've got nothing to do during the day, I mean, that's absolutely, I wouldn't ban them, I just don't. I just don't like them.
It's on certain channels, they're just filler between the charity adverts.
Well, that's right, exactly. And so, I'm not going to, you know, the snag is with me, see, I'm such a provocative person that, you know, I've got to be careful what I say.
Okay, yes.
You know, the BBC listens to some of the stuff I say, I get sacked.
Well, you know, the cancel culture and all of that now.
Oh, God, blooming. I mean, how I have managed to keep that job for 20 years working for the BBC. Me and the BBC are most unlikely bedfellows. That's for certain. You know, because subtlety is not my strongest suit.
No, yes, exactly. And I'm a bit the same, to be honest with you, especially.
Yeah, cool, good for you. Yeah, mouthy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Little cheeky git. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, exactly. That's me, man. Fantastic, old boy. Thank you very much again.
Thank you very much, Andy. You take care, sir. Roxy Music, More Than This. Of course, featuring Brian Ferrer. It's Bromley Today for Friday, the 17th of November. Hope you're doing all right. Yes, it was quite a nice one today, wasn't it? Nice sunshine. However, that's going to change as we progress into tomorrow. Saturday, it's going to be like this. Yeah, that's tomorrow's weather right there. Something to tell you about here. And it's known as Bromley Well, and they're running a self-care week, and tomorrow will be the day there at the MA Centre Fairacres, which is off Letchworth Drive, which is off Hayes Lane, Hayes. If you turn left, go up Letchworth Drive, where the garage is, if you turn left there is a hall down there. And there is something going on. It's all free. So between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, integrated yoga and mindfulness. And then between 1 and 2, mindfulness workshop. Then between 2 and 3 p.m, Shakti dance workshop. And then between 2 p.m. and 3:30, Green Friends table. Which I presume is where you talk about green kind of stuff. And then between 3:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m, guided imagery and affirmations. So that is the Bromley Well. Look for Bromley Well, Google Bromley Well, and there is the information that you'll need to see it. So tomorrow, Saturday, the 18th of November. And it's, it's all there. So that is the MA Centre, Amrita Hall, 211 Fair Acres, which is BR2.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. And I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me. You're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Oh boy, and yes, it's that time of year. It will be here with us before we know it. Yes. Fire on as well. Feeling a little bit Christmassy because Sunday. Yes. Bromley will be having the light switched on. And it will be hosted by a day of activities. Hosted by Adam Hoffman. Now, we met him last year. And Bromley will also be welcoming local hero winner Hayley Milne from Bickley Primary School. Hayley was nominated for fundraising work at the school, raising £30,000, as well as her commitment to the pupils there. Hayley will be helping to switch on the lights with a very special guest and has won a shopping voucher from the Glades, tickets to Cinderella at the Churchill Theatre, a three-month membership to the Pavilion, plus a donation from Your Bromley to the PTA. And the special guest, yes, Bromley resident, Rob Beckett, comedian, podcaster and broadcaster. And who knows, we might try and get a few words with him and perhaps, maybe, persuade him to come and join Bromley Radio. You never know. So it all starts at 12 p.m. There will be performances from Vibe Arts, Pauline Quirk Academy, Studio 74, Skylight Dance. Before the countdown to the switch on, we'll have music from Viva A Cappella, Rock Choir and Deborah Lee Wells. So come down and enjoy the festive cheer. And just quickly running through the timetable here. Intro from host Adam Hoffman. That's between midday and 10 past 12. And then there are different studios, obviously on the stage there. And then 5:20 to 5:30 is the countdown to switch on. 5:35. Oh, here we go. And I think that might be when the switch on is at 5:30. Yes. And then 5:35 to 5:45, final songs from Deborah Lee Wells. So that is Sunday. A note for your diary there. Sunday afternoon between midday and 5:45 in the evening there. All right. was Amen Corner, and If Paradise Was Half As Nice. And of course, we mentioned the C word there. Yes, Christmas, because the lights are going to be switched on in downtown Bromley on Sunday. So, yeah, you can hardly avoid, especially during the day, television and advertisements for toys. So we are going to impart with you a handy guide to toy advertising. For example, educational. Feel guilty if your child hasn't got one. Talks. It repeats two words in a Korean accent. Collect the entire range. A drain on your resources for years to come. Pocket money prices. Cheap and nasty. Perfect for little miss. Honest sexism. Lovable. Covered in yards of purple fun fur. Creative. Makes a mess. Traditional. Handmade wooden. One for the middle classes. Unbreakable. Might last until next week. And a game for all the family. Guaranteed to end in fights. And of course, this time of year,
passing all kinds of bills from down on Capitol Hill.
Simply Red, Money's Too Tight to Mention. And don't forget, tomorrow, Saturday, the 18th of November, it's going to... Yeah, just saying. All right, if you've been listening to this as a podcast, then...
Good night and good luck to you all.